The dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Prior to this streak of wet weather, Dean Nelson of Kelly Bean Company says the crop was in generally good condition near Mayville, North Dakota.
Quality-wise, they're mostly number ones. We've had a few number twos on the pintos that went through a couple hailstorms. But otherwise, the quality's been good. I can't ever really remember seeing this much product out in the field in October. It's very concerning going forward. I've always said we've never left beans out in the field, but we saw it last year and we're concerned about it this year. So,
in northeast North Dakota in Pemina County, farmers gave one final push to get the dry bean crop off before the snow started to fall. Here's MR Consulting owner Mark Ramsey.
Depending upon where you were at, some guys were able to try to get some going, and but as a general rule, no, not many acres got combined. Probably, I don't know, the bean companies that have a better handle on how much is really left out there. Hard to say. Just judging around, driving around, I would say we're maybe 30, 35, 40% of them left.
Nelson says the crop that has come in has been wet.
I think our average moisture that we've taken in so far is probably 17 and a half. So the whole crop has been coming in fairly wet, and that's probably the main concern. We only have so many air bends and so many places we can put damp beans, and that is certainly concerning going forward with 50% of the crop left to come in.
And that's the dry bean scene, made possible in part by UPL, Central Valley Bean Cooperative, and SRS Commodities.